们一起学习到读书带来一个特色，就是勇敢做见证。
We have studied one of the characteristics of the apostle time, and all the members testify for the Lord courageously.
首先我谈到他们所传的信息。
I mentioned the message they proclaimed.
五旬节圣灵降临，他们特别强调一点，就是耶稣已经复活。
After the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descends, they emphasize strongly one point, which is the resurrection of Christ.
因为耶稣复活，我们才有盼望。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we have hope.
因为耶稣的复活，我们的盼望才会实现。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, our hope will be realized.
今天下午我们去学习，继续要学习他们传的信息。
This afternoon, we'd like to continue the study the message they preach.
他们所传信息的第二个项就是介绍耶稣的身份。
The second item they preach is to introduce the identity of Jesus.
我们相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
我们说要清楚耶稣的身份是什么。
And we must understand who is he.
看所读第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4,
12节。
Acts 4 verse 12.
主徒第四章12节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间，没有树下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。主徒在这里介绍耶稣是唯一的救主。
And all the apostles introduce that Jesus is the only Savior.
耶稣以外，天下没有别的救主。
Besides him, there's no other Savior under heaven.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹和一般教的信徒讨论道理时候
，When all brothers and sisters study Bible with other believers of other denomination，
常常听一句批评的话
，And we often heard a criticism，
说你们真的教会主观太强
，And it was said that we are too self-righteous，
你们真的教会排外性很强
，And you refuse to accept others，
意思说我们教会否定所有的教会
，And they meant that we deny all other denominations.
宗教信仰本身是一个很主观的存在。
And actually, faith is something we must understand what we believe.
很多宗教排外性都是很强的。
And there are many other religions, they have strong forces to protect themselves, to refuse to accept other people.
刚才我们所读的圣经这样说。
And we have read the verse.
除耶稣以外，天下人间没有别的救主。
Besides Jesus, there's no one else can save us under heaven.
耶稣才是独一的救主。
Only Jesus is the Savior.
从这一句我们看得出来，基督教本身是一个主观很强的、排外性很强的宗教。
So from this verse, we know that Christianity is a strong religion to protect themselves against others.
因为当时的属徒。他们所领受的福音，就是否定所有的宗教。
Because the gospel of the apostle, what they receive is to deny all other religions in the world.
犹太教认为守律法才能够得救。
Judaism believe that follow the law will be saved.
他们认为耶稣亵渎神。
They thought that Jesus blasphemed the God.
把耶稣钉在十字架上。
So they crucified him on the cross.
他们杀害基督徒，认为对耶和华很忠心。
When they're persecuting the Christians, they thought they're doing favor or be faithful to Jehovah.
以当时的基督徒来看
according to the point of view of those Christians,
犹太教的主观也是很强的
The Judaism carry a very strong belief themselves.
犹太教的排性也是很强的
They also refuse to accept others.
但以犹太教来看，基督教也是一样强，比也许比他们更强
Seeing perhaps we look at Judaism perhaps even more stronger thanChristianity.
所以我们不要因
protecting themselves.
不要因为受批评，真的教会主观太强，真的教会排性太强，而自己对自己的信仰发生动摇。
So we should not waver in our faith because other people criticize us. We are too strong to protect ourselves.
因为我们的信仰有很多圣经的根据。
Because we have many bases in the Bible.
因为我们有很多宝贵的体验。
We have many precious experience.
我们肯定我们是真的教会。
We are definitely understand that we are the true church.
我们所信的是对的。
We have believed the correct faith.
所以我们为了要传扬这个真道
，in order to preach this perfect gospel，
我们需要指出各教会错误的信仰。
We must tell the people what is the mistake they have made，
让他们把基督看得更清楚
，so that they may see Jesus more clearly，
把他们每个人都带到基督面前来
，so that they can bring everyone to the Lord。
再看使徒书七章
，let's turn to Acts chapter 17，
三十一节
，Acts 17 verse 31。
使徒行传十七章三十一节
Acts 17 verse 31
因为他已经定了日主要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下并且叫他从死里复活给万人做可信的凭据这里说耶稣被神设立为审判者
He said Jesus was set up as a judge
要按公义审判天下
And he will judge the whole world with justice
并且叫耶稣从死里复活给万人做可信的凭据
And also by his raising up from death become the proof of all men
耶稣如果不是救主
If Jesus is not savior
耶稣如果不是审判者
If Jesus is not the judge
他怎么会从死里复活
And how could he resurrect from death
So, 耶稣从死里复活
So, since Jesus resurrected from death,
同时证明他是救主，他是审判者
And also proved that he is the Savior and the Judge.
当他再临的时候
And the time of his second coming,
要按公义审判天下所有的人
He will judge the whole world with his justice.
自从日主越来越近
And this day drawing near.
圣经说审判要从神的家开始
And Bible said the judgment will begin from the house of God.
我们将来都要站在主的审判台前
We'll all stand before the throne of judgment
主要按照个人所行来施行报应
And the Lord will judge us according to our deeds
所以在这个时候我们更需要用心地查考主的话
So in this time we must study the words of God even more careful
靠圣灵帮助遵行他的教训
And rely upon the power of the Holy Spirit to do according to the words of Jesus
将来审判时候我们才能够站得稳
Then we shall standStrong on the day of judgment.
我们不是以能得救为满足
We are not only be satisfied because of salvation.
我们更期待在天国能得到更大的报赏
We expect even more to receive the rewards in heaven.
保罗曾经说日有日的荣光夜有夜的荣光星有星的荣光
And Paul said sun has sun's glory moon has moon's glory and star has its glory.
好的复活的人也是这样
AndSo as the same for those who resurrected.
日夜光的强度不同
Sun, moon, stars have different lights.
表示富的人所说的荣耀也是有分别
That tells us there will be difference of those who resurrected.
就是
their glory in heaven.
公义的审判
And because God will judge us justly.
为了说的将来更大的报赏我们需要努力追求
In order to get more reward, we should strive hard.
使徒所传的另一个信息
Another message preached by the apostle
就是传扬赦罪的道
And to preach the teaching of the remission of sin
我们人都有罪
We all have sin
这个罪要怎么样才能够得到解决
How could our sins be washed away
圣经有清楚的指示
Bible tells us clearly
请看使徒第十五章
Turn to Acts 10
四书三节
Acts 10 verse 43
使徒行传第十章四十三节
Acts 10 verse 43
众先知也为他作见证说凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪这个地方说凡是信耶稣的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪
Here it says everyone who believes in him receive forgiveness of sins through his name
一个人罪要得赦免
好Could a person's sins be washed away?
要相信耶稣
We must believe in Jesus.
耶稣的名会给他罪得到赦免
And the name of Jesus has power to wash away sins.
也许有的教会的信徒看到这些圣经
Maybe some other believer look at this verse.
就认为主要信耶稣罪得到赦免
They will think that only believing Jesus the sins will be washed away.
洗礼没有受罪功效
Baptism had nothing to do with washing away the sins.
这是很多基督徒的看法。
This concept held in many minds of Christians.
这里虽然只有讲信他的名会得蒙赦罪，没有提到洗礼问题。
Though he only mentioned that believing his name the sins will be forgiven, did not refer mention to any baptism.
并不等于说一个人罪要得赦免，不需要接受洗礼。
But it did not tell us that one sins can be washed away. He need not to be baptized.
也不等于说受洗没有受罪功效。
It does not also equal that baptism had no power to wash away sins.
这里只是强调耶稣是救主。
And this is only emphasized Jesus is the Savior.
相信他的人罪会得到赦免。
Whoever believes in him, their sins will be washed away.
至于怎么样信他，这里没有讲出来。
And how do a person believe in him?
这个需要看 需要看别的地方圣经的根据。
We must find out the proof from other verses.
再看使徒第三章。
I send you Acts 3.
十九节。
Acts 3:19.
使徒三章十九节。
Acts 3:19.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安息的日子就必从主面前来到。这里又说，悔改归正，罪就可以涂抹。
Here states, repent and turn to God, and your sins may be wiped out.
有些教会的信徒拿这一节圣经做根据。
So some other church believer.They use this verse as a base.
一个人罪得赦免，不是在受洗的时候。
They said, when a person's sins being washed away did not take place at a time of baptism.
而是在悔改的时候。
And was take place at a time of repentance.
你什么时候悔改？
Whenever you repent,
你的罪就得了赦免。
Your sins will be washed away.
为什么这里没有讲洗礼？
Why here did not record about baptism?
这里是强调悔改的重要性。
And here just emphasize.The importance of repentance.
一个人要罪得赦免
When a person would like to have his sins washed away,
他必须悔改
He must repent.
但是关于洗礼问题
Concerning about baptism,
这里是省略不提
And here did not mention.
我们再看到使徒二十二章
Let's turn to chapter 22.
十六节
Chapter 22 verse 16.
使徒二十二章十六节
Chapter 22 verse 16.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。这个地方就说，求告耶稣的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
Call upon the name of the Lord and be baptized and wash your sins away.
刚才所读的使徒第十章
，We just read Acts 10,
单单提到信主，没有讲悔改，也没有讲受洗。
As Acts 10 only recorded about repentance, only recorded about belief, did not record about repentance and baptism.
在那个地方，悔改受洗被省略了。
Repentance and baptism was not recorded in that paragraph.
在第三章又提到悔改，不讲信，也不讲受洗。
In chapter 3, only mentioned repentance, did not record about belief and baptism.
在那个地方，信和受洗也被省略。
At that paragraph that belief and baptism was not mentioned.
二十二章这个地方单讲受洗就洗掉罪，没有讲悔改，也没有讲信。
And 22 chapter 22 verse 16 tells us baptism will wash away sins. And here did not record about belief and repentance.
所以要把第十章的信主、第三章的悔改、第二十二章的受洗三个地方都综合起来。才够完整的观念。
We must combine the belief in chapter 10 and the repent in chapter 3 and the baptism in chapter 22 together. Then we had a perfect picture.
换句话说
，Another word，
一个人的罪要得到赦免。
When a person would like to have sins washed away，
他需要信主。
He must believe in the Lord。
他需要悔改。
He must repent。
他也需要受洗。
He must be baptized。
问题在什么地方？
And what is the problem?
一个人罪得赦免的时间
is the time of his sins being washed away.
住在信主的时候呢
is it happen at the time of his belief?
或是在悔改的时候呢
or at the time of his repentance?
或是在受洗的时候呢
or it take place at the time of baptism?
这是一个关键问题。
This is a key point.
如果一个人罪得赦免的时间
if a person, his sins being washed away,
发生在悔改的时候
took place at a time of repentance.
那这个洗礼跟受罪没有关系。
Then baptism had nothing to do with washing away sins.
如果罪得赦免的时间发生在悔改受洗的时候
if the washing away sins take place at a time of repent and baptize,
洗礼就有受罪的功效。
Then baptism had power to wash away sins.
看圣经怎么讲。
Let's turn to Bible.
使徒第二章
chapter 2.38:38，
使徒第二章38
，Acts chapter 2:38，
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦。”这里先讲悔改，然后讲受洗，最后讲罪得赦免。
Here Peter said first, repent and be baptized, and then he said, your sins will be.Remit.
可见信主的人想罪得赦免需要悔改也需要受洗。
So by this we know that anyone believing Jesus he must repent and be baptized in order to have sins washed away.
罪得赦免的时间是发生在悔改受洗的时候。
The time of the sins being washing away is taken place at the time of baptism.
不是发生在悔改的时候受洗之前。
It does not take placeAfter repent, but before baptism.
因此，受洗有受罪的功效。
Therefore, baptism has power of washing away sin.
我们所信是对的。
And what we believe is correct.
一般教会所主张受洗没有受罪的功效。
Many church emphasize that, that the baptism has no power to wash away sin.
这个是不合圣经根据的。
And it is not according to the Bible.
接下来，主都所传的信息就是信主还要被圣灵充满。
And then another message was preached by the apostle is to believe in Jesus and also to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
一般教常常这样说。
Many church stated.
在我信主时候已经得了圣灵。
They said, when I believe in the Lord, I had the Holy Spirit already.
如果我没有圣灵怎么会信主？
If I did not have Holy Spirit, how would I knowing to believe in Jesus?
但圣经不是这么说。
But Bible did not say so.
看《使徒行传》第八章
，Ascend to Acts 8，
《使徒行传》第八章
，Acts Chapter 8，
十四节到十七节
，Verse 14-17，
这里记载使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人已经领受神的道，那么使徒们到了以后，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。因为他们还没有人受圣灵，然后就奉耶稣的名，他们只有奉耶稣的名受洗，没有人受圣灵，然后为他们按手在头上，他们就领受了圣灵。
Do you recall in Samaria, those believers had baptized already in the name of Jesus, but none of them received the Holy Spirit. So an apostle was sent to there to pray for them in order to receive the Holy Spirit.
如果信耶稣的人在信的时候已经有圣灵
If whoever believed in Jesus by the time he believed he had Holy Spirit already
如果没有圣灵就不懂信耶稣
If anyone does not have Holy Spirit he will not come to understand Jesus
为什么撒玛利亚人在相信主耶稣的时候没有受圣灵
Then why Samaritan when they believed in Jesus they did not receive the Holy Spirit
为什么他们领受了洗礼成为正式信徒的时候还没有得到圣灵
Why even they were baptized become the member they still had not received the Holy Spirit
为什么要等到按手为他们帮助祷告圣灵才降下来
Why they have to wait until the apostle lay hand upon their head in order to receive the Holy Spirit
可这一般教所说信的时候已经有圣灵是不合圣经根据的
From this we can understand their concept to believe in ChristIs already having the Holy Spirit. It's not correct.
什么叫受圣灵
And what does it mean receiving the Holy Spirit?
很多教会的信徒这样说
Many believers say,
我有信心
I have faith.
我有好行为
I have good conduct.
我爱主爱人
I love God and love man.
我已经有圣灵
I had Holy Spirit already.
如果我没有圣灵
If I do not have Holy Spirit,
我怎么会爱主
How do you love the Lord?
怎么会爱弟兄姐妹
How would I love the brothers and sisters?
怎么会这样热心侍奉主
How would I serve the Lord with zeal?
他们所说做得好的表现
And they thought all these good deeds of manifestation
圣灵的感动
It is only the movement of the Holy Spirit.
而不是领受圣灵。
It is not caused by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的感动和你的圣灵是两回事。
Moving by the Holy Spirit and receiving the Holy Spirit are two different matters.
已经领受圣的人当然有圣的感动。
Of course, those already receive Holy Spirit, they will be moved by the Holy Spirit.
还没有领受圣灵的人
those who have not received the Holy Spirit,
他也可能有圣的感动。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit also moved them.
圣经几个地方记录
In the Bible recorded several places.
圣灵降临都在祷告当中发生的。
And when the Holy Spirit descends, often occurs,At the time of prayer,
爱主爱人
loving God and loving man,
有信心
but has strong faith,
热心侍奉主
or has zeal to serve the Lord,
有好的行为
or has good conduct,
是在生活上表现出来的。
And this is a manifestation in daily life,
不是在祷告当中被发现的。
It is not discovered in prayer.
但圣经几处圣灵降临记录都在祷告当中。
According to the Bible, many recording about receiving the Holy Spirit is happening in prayer.
或者是在坐着听到当中
or sitting there listening to sermon.
没有一个地方说他们行为表现好就被认定你已经有圣灵。
There's no any recording in the Bible that the apostle churches people that when they have good conduct, they have Holy Spirit.
再看主徒第十章
Listen to Acts 10.
四十四节
Acts 10 verse 44.
主徒行传第十章四十四节
Acts 10 44.
这里记载彼得还说话的时候圣灵就降在一切听的人身上为什么晓得他们有圣灵朱六德说因为听见他们说方言
45-46
听见他们说方言才判断他们已经领受圣灵
They heard them speaking in tongues so they identify themThat they have received the Holy Spirit.
四十七节记载彼得说这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样
Verse 47 Peter said These people have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
与我们一样这句话很重要
Just as we have. This word, this sentence is important.
使徒们把自己的经验当作标准判断
Because they use their own experience as a standardTo make the judgment.
会说方言与我们一样的
To speak in tongues just as the apostle.
才算受圣灵
And that can be counted as receiving the Holy Spirit.
不能说与我们不一样的就是还没有受圣灵
If any people did not receive the Holy Spirit speaking the same way of the same tongue as the apostle, they cannot be counted as receiving the Holy Spirit.
后来彼得回到耶路撒冷报告这件事情的时候
So after Peter went back to Jerusalem report this news,
再次强调他们领受圣灵与我们当初是一样的
Once again, he emphasized that those people received the Holy Spirit just as the beginning when they received
看使徒十一章
Acts 11
15节
Verse 15
我一开讲圣灵便降在他们身上正像当初降在我们身上一样这个是彼得在耶路撒冷报告的情形
Peter report to Jerusalem
他说他一开讲圣灵就降临在那些听到人身上
He said as he began to speak the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us
他说那种情形正像当初降在我们身上一样
And that kind of circumstances manifestation just as the beginningHow apostle we see.
当初是五旬节的经验。
At the beginning means on the day of Pentecost.
他们把五旬节的经历当作标准判断。
They took the experience on the day of Pentecost as a standard.
与我们一样。
Just as us.
会说方言。
They spoke in tongues.
才算受圣灵。
So, it is counted as receiving the Holy
Spirit. 现在很多教会没有说方言。
Today, many churches, they did not speak in tongues.
就是没有领受圣灵。
They had not received the Holy Spirit yet.
我们教会的信徒凡受领受圣灵的都一定会说方言。
And all our members who received the Holy Spirit, they will speak in tongues.
这是属徒的经验。
This is the experience of apostles.
也是我们的经验。
And it is also our experience.
我们的信仰。
Our faith.
我们的经验。
Our experience.
是有圣经天主根据的。
And has a clear recording in the Bible.
主徒所传的信息另一种就是纪念安息日
Another message in the apostle time is to remember the Sabbath.
看属徒书记章
Listen to Acts 17.
第一节
Acts 17 verse 1.
属徒书记章第一节
Acts 17 verse 1.
保罗和希拉经过安慰波里亚波罗尼亚来到这撒伦家在那里有犹太人会堂第二节
verse 2.
保罗照他素常规矩进去，一连上安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。这个地方说，保罗一连上安息日进入会堂，就照他素常的规矩。
Paul went into the synagogue according to his custom on three Sabbath days.
从这句话了解，保罗很看重安息日。
From this, we can understand Paul.He sees the Sabbath very important.
每逢安息日，他一定去会堂纪念安息日。
Every Sabbath, he always goes to the synagogue to remember the Sabbath.
这是他素常的规矩。
This is his custom.
曾经有一个五旬节会的牧师
，one of the pastors from the Pentecostal church.
我跟他谈论安息问题。
When I study the Sabbath, the doctrine of the Sabbath with him,
他说：“你们所安息日，我不反对。”
He said, you keep the Sabbath, I have nothing to oppose.
但我们认为纪念耶稣复活就更好。
But we think that we regarding to remember the resurrection day of Jesus is more important.
我就请他看刚才所读的主路十字章一节二节这一段话。
So I turned Acts 17 verse 1 and 2 to him.
他告诉我。
He told me.
你应当注意下面那句话。
And he said, you should readthe verse following.
他说保罗安息去会堂的目的不是守安息日。
And he said Paul went to the synagogue was not for the purpose to remember the Sabbath.
而是本着圣经与犹太人辩论。
But try to reason with the Jews from the scriptures.
第三节说要向他们讲解阐明基督必须复活受害又同时的复活。
And verse 3 says explaining andproving the Christ had to suffer and raise him from death.
我传给你们的这位耶稣就是基督。
And the Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ.
他说，犹太人安息日必定聚集在会堂。
And he said the Jews will assemble together in the synagogue on the Sabbath.
利用这个时候把福音传给他们是最好的机会。
So that is the best opportunity to preach gospel to them.
他说，属徒很会把握机会。
And he said the apostle knows how to seize the opportunity.
所以他去会堂不是为了守安息日。
So he went to the synagogue was not for the purpose to remember the Sabbath.
而是为了传福音。
It's for the purpose to preach the gospel.
我说你读圣经为什么读一半？
I said, why you read Bible only read to half?
下面说保罗是为了传福音，这个没有错。
And I said, it is indeed Paul for the purpose of preaching gospel.
但上面说这个是照他素常的规矩。你怎么不看？
But in the previous verse said that Paul will follow his own custom.
他说这里只有讲规矩，也没有讲什么规矩呀。
And he said this is his custom, does not tell us any which custom.
我问他说，那我请教你是什么规矩？
So I asked him that what is this custom referred to?
他说我不知道啊。
He said I don't know.
哦，我以为你知道。
I said I thought you know.
你好像知道。
You seem.
你才能肯定这个不是所安息这个规矩。
So you say very strongly that the Sabbath was not the custom.
那么你既然不知道为什么这么肯定
，and since you are not knowing exactly why do you so definite?
遵守一些规定才叫规矩
，obey some rule we call custom.
保罗按照诫命所安息日。
Paul keeps the Sabbath according to the commandment.
这是他素常规矩。
And this is his custom.
关于属徒们守安息这个问题
，concerning the keeping Sabbath of the apostle，
一般叫常常提一个根据。
Many church will raise a recording in the Bible，
认为属徒们把安息废掉了。
And they said the apostle had abolished the Sabbath worship.
看哥罗西第二章。
Turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章
Colossians chapter 2
十四节
verse 14
哥罗西二章十四节
Colossians 2 verse 14
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们 有碍于我们的住具，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。这个地方说，历历上所写的已经被钉十字架了。
He tells us those law recorded in the ordinances and regulations have been crucified on the cross.
哪些历历被钉十字架呢？
And which ordinances being crucified on the cross?
看十六节。
Let's read verse 6.
所以不记在引书上或节期耶稣安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这里面提到有几件事被钉十字架。
Nail on the cross.
其中有一件就安息日。
And one of them is the Sabbath day.
一般教会常常拿这一句话做根据。
Many churches use this verse as a base.
安息日已经被钉十字架。
And they said the Sabbath was nailed on the cross.
所以我们不必守安息日。
Therefore we need not to observe the Sabbath.
不要因为不守安息日而被论断。
So that we will not be a judge because not keeping the Sabbath.
因为安已经被钉十字架。
For Sabbath being nailed on the cross.
这是他们的看法。
This is their concept.
如果这样可以这样解释。
If this is true.
钉在十字架上不是只有安息日。
Then not only the Sabbath being nailed on the cross.
还有一个饮食问题。
And also the food.
安息钉在十字架所以不必守安息日。
So if the Sabbath nailed on the cross.So that we need not to observe the Sabbath.
饮食也被钉十字架，吃不住，信耶稣不必出东西。
And then eat and drink, and also being nailed on the cross. Does that mean that those who believe in Christ should not eat and drink?
这样不矛盾吗？
Does it not contradict? Also being nailed on the cross. Does that mean that those who believe in Christ should not eat and drink?
这样不矛盾吗？
Does it not contradict?
这个答案非常清楚。
The answer is clear.
安息日被钉十字架。
The Sabbath was nailed on the cross.
如果成为不必守安的理由。
If it become a reason for us not to keep the Sabbath.
饮食也被钉十字架。
Then eat and drink.
等于信耶稣不必出东西了。
And crucified on the cross.
So 我信耶稣我不必出东西。
So if I believe in Jesus, I don't have to.
因为饮食已经钉十字架。
Because eating and drinking has been crucified on the cross.
这个就不对。
And this is wrong.
这里是说，饮食的条例被定十字架。
And it tells you the regulation of the eating and drinking.
安息的条例也被定十字架。
And also the regulation of the Sabbath.
什么是饮食的条例？
And what is the regulation of eating and drinking?
在利未记十一章有记录。
If we turn to Leviticus chapter 11,
利未记十一章记载动物凡是蹄分两半的未会反刍的才可以吃。
And according to the Leviticus chapter 11, those animals had separate hoofs and also chewing the cud, and they can be eaten.
好像牛羊，它的蹄分两半，未会反刍，所以它们可以吃牛肉、羊肉。
For example, like oxen or sheep, their hoof is separate, and also they chewing the cud, so they can eat.
猪的蹄分两半，可是猪的胃不会反刍，所以一概不吃猪肉。
But the pig, they only have the hoof.Separate, but cannot chewing the cud, so they cannot eat the pig meat.
关于利未记十一章，在利未记十一章里面还有很多饮食的条例
，and also have many regulations of food in Leviticus.
这些都被钉十字架。
All these things crucified on the cross.
所以基督徒出东西不必受律法的限制。
Therefore, Christians will not be bound by the law of Moses in eating.
在使徒第十章记载。
According to Acts chapter 4,
彼得在祷告当中看异象。
Acts chapter 10, when Peter saw vision,
有一块布包含的东西从天上坠下来。
There was a large cloth came from heaven with all kinds of food.
有声音对他说：“你要吃。”
There's a voice told him and kill and eat.
他主啊，我从来没有吃过这个是东西。
And he said to the Lord, said Lord, I never eaten these kind of animal.
那个声音告诉他。
And the voice spoke to him.
神所洁净的，你不要当作不洁净。
Whatever cleansed by God, you must regard as clean.
一年有三次。
Consecutively three times.
这个异象消失了。
This vision disappeared.
这个异象有两个含义。
And this vision had two purposes.
第一个含义。
The first meaning.
律法的条例所规定不可出的，现在可以出了。
And all the law of Moses had a regulation that on food and drink. And now that regulation had cancelled.
第二个含义。
Second.
福音要传给外邦人
，and the gospel will preach to Gentile.
外邦人没有受割礼
And all the Gentiles was not circumcised. And they considered unclean.
犹太人的外邦人不一起吃饭。
And the Jews were not eat together with the Gentiles.
但现在神要拯救他们。
But now God wants to save them.
所以说神要洁净的，你不要当然不洁净。
So since God regards as clean, you must think of clean.
从以下的这个含教训，我们可以想到。
From the first teaching of this lesson, we know.
律法的条例规定不可吃的东西，现在可以吃了。
The regulation of the law of Moses, that restrict that certain food cannot be eaten, and now is free to eat.
所以饮食被定俗价，不是说信的时候不必吃东西。
Therefore, eating and drinking, has been nailing on the cross does not mean that we cannot eat and drink.
而是吃东西不必受律法的限制。
In other words, that we will not be bound by the law of Moses in eating and drinking.
一样的道理。
By the same token,
安息日定赎价
and Sabbath nail on the cross.
不是说信的时候不必守安息日。
It does not mean that we should not obey the Sabbath.
而是说守安息日不必受律法条例的约束。
Which means that we obey the Sabbath, need not to be restricted by the law of Moses.
律法上规定安息日要怎么样遵守。
According to the law of Moses, how should a person observe the Sabbath?
要献祭。
Number one, he had to offer sacrifice.
我们今天不必献祭了。
Today, we don't have to offer sacrifice.
不可以撒种。
You cannot sow the seed.
不可以收割。
You cannot reap.
不可以生火烧饭。
You cannot set fire to cook.
这些工作都不可以做。
All these works are forbidden from the Old Testament Sabbath.
甚至规定不可以走两里路以上。
Even had the regulation said you shall not walk more than 3,000 feet.
但是我们今天信耶稣的人纪念安息日不再受这个律法的限制。
So today we believe in Jesus, we are not bound by this law of Moses again.
安息日定十字架。
And therefore, nail the Sabbath on the cross.
安息日的条例被定十字架。
Means the regulation on the Sabbath was nailed on the cross.
我们所安息日不再受律法的限制。
So that we will not be restricted by the law of Moses.
这样一讲。
After we prove it,
我们就碰到两个问题。
Then we have two questions.
这里有节期耶稣也定十字架
and also have festival and also new moon.
如果按照刚才的讲法
according to what we have said before,
节期耶稣定十字架是不是等于说信耶稣也要守节期也要守耶稣只不过不受律法条例的限制
does it really mean that we have to observe the festival, the feast and also the new moon, but not being restricted by the law of Moses?
不是这样
It does not mean so.
因为节期耶稣就是要献祭。
Because on the feast and on the new moon, we have to offer sacrifice.
献祭之外没有什么活动。
Besides offer sacrifice, there are no other activities.
我们今天不必献祭了。
Now today we don't have to offer sacrifice.
所以节期耶稣就没有了。
So naturally done away with,with the feast and the new moon.
我们不再纪念做这些节期耶稣。
So we need not to remember all these.Festival and the new moon.
也有人说耶稣把安息日废掉。
And there are some people who said Jesus abolished the Sabbath.
他们理由就是说耶稣在按医病赶鬼。
And the reason, they said because Jesus healed people on the Sabbath.
看《约翰福音》
Listen to John
第九章
Chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章
John Chapter 9.
十六节
Verse.
约翰福音第九章十六节
John chapter 9 verse 16
法利赛人中有的说这个人不是从神来的因为他不守安息日又有人说一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢他们就起了纷争耶稣安息日医好一个瞎眼的眼睛
Jesus healed a blind person on the Sabbath
法利赛人就批评耶稣不是从神来的
Pharisees murmur and criticize that he is not from God
因为他不守安息日
For he does not keep the Sabbath
一般教会抓住这一句话
And many churches seize this verse
耶稣不守安息日
And they said Jesus did not keep the Sabbath
耶稣把安息日废掉了
And they said Jesus abolished the Sabbath.
但是他们没有注意到下面那句话。
But they did not look carefully of the next sentence.
下面那句话说，又有人说。
And the others say,
一个罪人怎么能行这样的神迹呢
？How can a sinner do such miraculous signs?
他们就起了纷争。
So they were divided.
口见同一件事情。
One matter, one event.
当属法律上有两种看法。
And has two kind of concepts.
有的人批评他不守安息日。
And some criticize that he did not keep the Sabbath.
他是个罪人。
He is a sinner.
因为他违背神的诫命。
He disobeyed God's commandment.
但另一种人说他没有犯安息日。
But the other says he did not break the Sabbath.
他不是罪人。
He is not a sinner.
如果他是罪人
，If he is a sinner，
他怎么会行这个神迹
？How could he perform this kind of miracle？
神怎么听罪人的祷告
？How could God hear the prayer of a sinner？
可见当初有两种不同反应。
Apparently, there's two kind of reaction at that moment.
一般教会单注意到上面这句话，而没有注意到下面那句话。
Many churches only emphasize the first part, but neglect the second part.
耶稣按着一病的目的。
And Jesus healed people on the Sabbath.
不是为了恢复安息日。
For the purpose is not of abolishing the Sabbath.
而是为了改变犹太人对安息的看法。
And for the purpose to change the concept of the Jews toward the Sabbath.
看马太十二章。
Turn to Matthew 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那里有一个人枯干了一株手，有人问耶稣说：“安息日治病可以不可以？”意思就要宣告他。十一节
，11.
耶稣说：“你们中间谁有一株羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？”十二节
，So
人比羊何等贵重呢？所以在安息日做善事是可以的。十三节，于是对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原，和那只手一样。这里记载，有人要束上耶稣。
He recalls a someone want to tempt Jesus，
就问他安息日医病可以不可以
？So ask him whether it is It is right to heal people on the Sabbath.
主耶稣就问他们。
Jesus answered, ask them.
你们当中哪一个安息日一株羊掉在坑里不把它拉上来
？Is any one of you has a sheep and it falls into the pit on the Sabbath?
Then
you not take hold of it and lift it out?
人的生命不比羊更贵重吗
？And how much more valuable is a man than a sheep?
为什么安息日一株羊掉在坑里把它救上来不算还安息日
？Why you can save a sheep from the pit on the Sabbath?
好一个人的病算安息日呢
？But yet, you heal a person's sickness that you told me that I offend the Sabbath.
然后就医好这个人的手。
So Jesus healed that man.
我们从耶稣所说的话可以知道。
So from the statement of Jesus, we may understand.
耶稣要给他们知道。
Jesus want to let them know.
安息日一株羊掉到坑里把它拉上来，你们认为？不算还完了安息日。
Even you can deliver a sheep out of the pit on the Sabbath.
那么既然人的生命比羊更贵重
，since human life is more precious than the sheep，
所以安息日一个人生病医好他是可以的。
So therefore, it is lawful to heal a person on the Sabbath.
不算犯安息日的。
It is not offend the Sabbath.
这样话很清楚。
And this is very clear.
耶稣不是说不必守安息日。
And Jesus did not say that there's no need to observe the Sabbath.
耶稣认为。安息医病是不算犯安息日的。
And he meant that to heal people on the Sabbath, it did not break the Sabbath.
如果不必守安息日
，if keeping the Sabbath is not necessary，
耶稣会清楚告诉他们。
Then Jesus will say，
现在不必守安息日。
Since then, no need to keep the Sabbath.
耶稣讲到，多数非常肯定的。
And Jesus preached with a very clear and definite.Wait.
每个问题他都讲得非常清楚，一点都不含糊。
He always speak clearly.
所以如果是不必守安息日，他会清楚告诉他们说，现在不必守安息日。
If there's no need to keep the Sabbath, Jesus will tell them, you don't have to keep Sabbath anymore.
但是他所说的不是这样。
But Jesus did not say so.
他说要给他们知道，安息日医病不算犯安息日。
And he won't let them know that to heal people on the Sabbath, it is not offending the Sabbath.
有的信徒啊，有的教的信徒又这么说。
And some believers of other churches say，
现在是恩典时代
，Now is the time of grace。
每天都是安息日
，Every day is the Sabbath。
在基督里面的人都每天都是安息日。
And、they said， as long as you are in the law， you every day is the Sabbath。
没有一个礼拜一天的安息日。
And、there's no only one Sabbath a week。
当然，我们所安息日的人
，Of course， We keep the Sabbath.
不要因为一个礼拜一天不做工来聚会就满足。
And we should not be satisfied only dedicate one day on a Saturday to come to the Lord and rest before Him.
也应当追求基督里的属灵安息。
We should pursue after the spiritual rest in Christ.
但追求基督里的安息和所安息的并不冲突。
But in order to pursue the spiritual rest in Christ does not conflict with the keeping the Sabbath.
所安息日是所神的诫命。
To keeping the Sabbath is to observe the Ten Commandments.
追求基督的安息是我们灵性的目标。
To pursue the spiritual rest in Christ is the spiritual goal.
所神诫命和追求灵性目标是不冲突的。
To observe the commandment of God has nothing conflict with the keeping the to seeking at the spiritual rest.
如果单单主张追求基督的安息而不守诫命安息日，这个不对。
If we only pursue after the spiritual rest and fail to keep the commandment,
如果只有一个礼拜一天安息不做工来聚会而忽略的追求基督安息，也是不对。
Vice versa, if we only keep the Sabbath once a week and without pursuing the spiritual rest, it is not right.
我们要守诫命。
We must keep commandments.
守安息日。
We keep the Sabbath.
我们要追求基督安息。
We must pursue after the spiritual rest in Christ.
有一个外教的信徒。
There was one of the believers of other church.
我跟他讨论安息问题。
I discussed the Sabbath doctrine with him.
我安息日是神的诫命。
I said Sabbath is the Ten Commandments.
在新约时代，我们要守神诫命。
In the New Testament time, we should keep the commandments of God.
圣经有很多根据。
And Bible has many bases.
我们看马太书九章。
Matthew 19,
第十七节。
Matthew 19, verse 17.
马太书九章十七节。
Matthew 19, verse 17.
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善术问我呢？因为我是善的。你若要进永生，就当。”遵守诫命，耶稣告诉我们，要进永生就需要守诫命。
Jesus said, "If you want to enter eternal life, obey the commandment."
再看哥林前的第七章
，First Corinthians chapter 7,
十九节
，First Corinthians 7:19.
受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，主要守神的诫命就是了。这个地方说要守神诫命。
He said, keeping God's commandment is what counts.
因为我跟这一位别的朋友谈到，信耶稣要守诫命。
When I discuss Bible problem question with this unbeliever,
安息日是神的诫命，第十条诫命里面第四条。
And I said the Sabbath is the number fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
他就这样回答。
And he answered,
他诫命所要求的是什么？
He said, what is the requirement of commandment?
就爱
Love
爱神爱人
You should love God and love man
这个是诫命的精神
This is the spirit of the commandment
是诫命的要求
This is the demands of the commandment
所以信耶稣的人
Therefore those who believe in Jesus
主要爱主爱人已经满足诫命的要求
If they would only love God and love man They have satisfied the requirement of the law
好爱包括一切
The love includes all things
爱超越诫命
LoveSurpass the commandment.
爱在诫命上面
and love is above the commandment.
所以信耶稣的人
Therefore those believe in Jesus
主要有爱神爱人
If they have love toward God and men
他不必受诫命的约束
They will not be bound by the commandment.
我说这个道理很深奥啊
And I said this is indeed deep.
我对我的妈妈说
I said to my mother
妈妈我很爱你
I said mother I love you.
我的确很爱你
I love you indeed
我从心里爱你
I love you from my heart
但你的话我不听
But your word I will not listen
因为我的爱超过一切
Because my love overpass everything
我的爱包括一切超越一切
Because my love includes all things surpass all things
我的爱在你的一切分的上面
Because my love above everything of you
我的妈一听说哎呀这个道理好深啊我听不懂啊
My mother will say it is indeed a deep saying I cannot understand
你说你爱我
You say you love me
你爱在哪里
Where is your love
你不听我的话
You don't listen my words
我感觉不出你爱在哪里
I cannot feel your love anymore
假如我对神说
If I said to God
神啊你知道我爱你
God you know I love you
我非常爱你
I love you very much
因为你对我太爱太大了
Because you love me too much
但我不守你的诫命
But I will not keep your commandments.
因为我爱你的心超过你一切诫命上面。
Because I love you above all your commandments.
我的爱包括一切。
Because my love includes all things.
神摇头，哎，这个道理这么深啊！
I will wave his head that this is a deep thing.
我不懂你为什么这样讲，我不懂。
I don't know why you saying like this.
圣经怎么说呢？
What Bible said?
看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第三节。
1 John 5 verse 3.
我们遵守神的诫命，这叫做爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。这里清楚告诉我们，
you clearly state,
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了。
We obey His commandment. This is love for God.
爱不是只有在心里。
Love is not only in heart.
爱不是只有讲在口里。
Love is not only carry on tongue.
爱要有行动的表现。
Love must manifest in deed.
所以圣经清楚说，
Therefore, Bible said clearly,
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了。
He that obeyed the commandments of God, proves that he loved God.
又说他的诫命不是难守的。
And Bible also said his commandment was not grievous.
因为有圣灵帮助。
Because has the help of Holy Spirit.
我们就可以守神的诫命。
We can have power to keep the commandments of God.
今天我们记得安息日。
Today we keep the Sabbath.
也不是单单追求基督的安息。
It is not only seek after the spiritual rest of Christ.
我们也要盼望将来天堂永远安息。
We're also hoping that one day we can enter that eternal rest in heaven.
看希伯来第四章。
Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrew 4.
第九节。
Hebrew 4 verse 9.
这样看来，必定有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。第十节，
10.
因为那进安息者乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。十一节，
11.
所以我们务必竭力进那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了啊！这里说我们另有一个安息日的安息为我们存留。
A Sabbath rest for the people of God.
就是在天堂里永远的安息。
That refers to the heavenly rest.
我们现在在地上为了生活需要工作。
In this world, because of our living, we must work.
但在天堂我们都享受永远的安息。
But in heavenly kingdom, we shall enjoy the everlasting rest.
我们要么按照诫命守安息日。
According to the commandment, we keep the Sabbath.
要么也要追求基督的安息。
And we should also pursue after the spiritual rest of God.
还要盼望将来天堂永远安息。
And we hope the eternal rest in heaven.
这样才完全。
And then it is perfect.
关于主路时代所传的信息，我就谈到这里。
And concerning of the message preaching by the apostle time, by the apostles, I will only stop.
对照主路行传所传的信息。
And compare with the message preached in the apostle time.
我们相信我们教会所领受的信仰是合于圣经的。
We believe our faith is according to the Bible.
我们有使命把我们所领受的合于圣经的真理传扬出去。
We have the responsibility to preach this perfect gospel to other people.
这个是我们每个人对那些还没有认识真道人的一种负担。
And this is our burden to those who have not understand the truth yet.
因为很多人还不懂耶稣救主。
Because many people fail to understand Jesus is the Savior.
有的人虽然已经信耶稣。
No, they believe in Jesus.
因为牧人带错了路。
Because the shepherd led the wrong way.
他们离开圣经真道非常遥远。
So they depart from the truth of the Bible very far.
我们需要把他们带来。
We must bring them back.
耶稣所说的。
Jesus said.
这个羊见猪啊，我还有羊。
I have other sheep, not belong to this fold.
我要领他们来。
I will bring them.
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep will listen to my voice.
他们合成一群。
They shall be one fold.
围在一个牧人下面。
Under one shepherd.
这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is the word of Jesus.
要我们去完成。
We must accomplish.
我们要为主做工，把那些主的羊带回来。
We shall work for the Lord to bring the lost sheep home.